This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. Chicago today has reached record-breaking heat. The National Weather Service today reporting the temperature at O'Hare hit 98 degrees this afternoon with a heat index at 114. This breaks the record high for this date, originally set back in 1973. Chicago's excessive heat is not hard on only people, but plants and trees as well. Sharon Yeisley works with the Morton Arboretum in West Suburban Lyle and tells my colleague Juan Pablo Ramirez-Franco that plants will need water and lots of it.
We've had a few days now of heat and not a lot of rain to go with it. So even established plants may be struggling a little bit because the soil is losing water very quickly on these hot days.
She says gardeners should check on how wet the soil is after watering to make sure water makes it down to the roots. Ideally, water should go down 3 to 4 inches. And the best time to water your plants is in the morning to make sure they are hydrated before the sun sets in. Undocumented spouses of U.S. citizens who are eligible for a parole program established by President Joe Biden can face future challenges during the application process. The program started last week. It was expected to grant work permits and a path to citizenship for eligible applicants, but the measure was temporarily blocked Monday by a federal judge from Texas. Fred Sow works with the Illinois Coalition of Immigrant and Refugee Rights and says people can still apply, but they run the risk of not getting approved.
They can submit their applications, provide the $580 payments, and hope that this court order gets lifted and that the applications can eventually get approved. However, there is also the chance that if they submit the applications, that application and those payments could get postponed indefinitely.
The program faces a 14-day pause after more than a dozen Republican-led states challenged that measure. Democratic Illinois lawmakers are vowing to get Karina's bill over the finish line when they return to Springfield in November. The measure would require judges to order the confiscation of guns from people who have restraining orders against them. Senate sponsor Selena Villanueva says the goal is to make sure that
we give some accountability to people who actually fire a protection order and actually try to get it because they're protecting themselves from the person that is harming them.
The measure is named for Karina Gonzalez, a Chicago woman who was fatally shot by her partner, even though she had an order of protection against him. Her 15-year-old daughter was killed as well. The bill received considerable pushback from law enforcement groups who cite safety concerns for officers. And sad news from the Brookfield Zoo today announcing Judy, a 24-year-old bison, has died. Issuing a statement, the zoo says Judy was humanely euthanized this morning after suffering from significant arthritis for several years. A Native American ceremonial blessing was held on Monday for Judy and the rest of the bison at the zoo. Representatives from several indigenous tribes were present for that ceremony. And the Chicago Sky has canceled practice today because of a possible illness spreading across the team. No word yet on what that potential illness might be or which players are affected. Weather, we have an excessive heat warning in effect until 10 o'clock on Tuesday night. Also an air quality alert in effect until midnight. It's sunny and hot with highs in the upper 90s and the heat index around 110. And then for this evening, a good chance for showers and thunderstorms, a low in the low 70s. Still warm tomorrow, but not as oppressively hot with highs in the mid 80s and a chance for rain. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thanks for listening.